Maybe it was your first day at a new job, or your first day of school. Maybe it was your wedding day, or your last birthday. Personally, I can't think of any time in my life when I was more excited to wake up in the morning, regardless of how much sleep I got, than when I was a kid, every year on Christmas morning. Maybe you can relate. Whatever the occasions have been that have had you excited to wake up in the morning, how did you feel when those mornings arrived? Did you have to drag yourself out of bed? Doubtful. On mornings like these, we can't wait to wake up. We do so feeling energized and genuinely excited. We quickly heave the covers off and spring to our feet, ready to take on the day. Imagine if this is what every day of your life was like. Shouldn't it be? It can. The miracle morning is largely about recreating that experience of waking up feeling energized and excited and doing it every single day of your life for the rest of your life. It's about getting out of bed with purpose, not because you have to, but because you genuinely want to, and dedicating time each day to developing yourself into the person you need to be to create the most extraordinary, fulfilling, and abundant life you can imagine. The Miracle Morning is already doing just that for thousands of people around the world. People just like you. Chapter 5. The 5-Step Snooze-Proof Wake-Up Strategy for the Snoozeaholics. If you really think about it, hitting the snooze button in the morning doesn't even make sense. It's like saying, I hate getting up in the morning, so I do it over and over and over again. Demetrius Martin. I'd like mornings better if they started later. Unknown. First, let me just say that if it wasn't for this strategy that I'm about to share with you, I would still be sleeping, or snoozing, through my alarm clock every morning. And what's even more detrimental, I would still adhere to my old limiting belief, claiming that I was not a morning person. It's been said that nobody actually likes waking up early, but everyone loves the feeling of having woken up early. Kind of like exercising. Many of us struggle to get ourselves to the gym, but all of us love the feeling of having gone to the gym. Waking up early, especially when done with purpose, always starts you off feeling empowered for your day. Increasing your wake-up motivation level. WUML. For most of us, when the alarm clock sounds each morning, we are woken from a dead sleep. Leaving the comfort of our beds is the least appealing thing to do. If you were to rate your level of motivation as it pertained to waking up, aka your wake-up motivation level, WUML, at the moment the alarm clock starts incessantly beeping on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being ready to wake up and embrace the day, and 1 meaning you want nothing more than to go back to sleep, most of us would probably rate our WUML close to a 1 or a 2. It's perfectly natural, when you're still half asleep, to want to hit the snooze button and keep on sleeping. The challenge is, how do you give yourself the motivation you need to wake up early and create an extraordinary day when your wake-up motivation level is only at a 1 or 2 when your alarm clock sounds? The answer is simple. One step at a time. Here are my 5 simple, snooze-proof steps to making waking up in the morning, even early in the morning, easier than ever before. Step number 1. Set your intentions before bed. The first key to waking up is to remember this. Your first thought in the morning is usually the last thought you had before you went to bed. For example, we've all had nights where we could hardly fall asleep because we are so excited about waking up the next morning. Whether it was Christmas Eve, or you were going on vacation, or starting a new job, as soon as the alarm clock sounds, you open your eyes with enthusiasm to get out of bed and embrace the day. On the other hand, if your last thought before bed was something like, "Oh man, I can't believe I have to get up in 6 hours. I'm going to be exhausted in the morning." Then your first thought when the alarm clock goes off is likely to be something along the lines of, "Oh my gosh, it's already been 6 hours. No!
I just want to keep sleeping.
So the key is to consciously decide every night to actively and mindfully create a positive expectation for the next morning. For help on this, and to get the precise words to say before bed to create your powerful intentions, download the Miracle Morning Bedtime Affirmation free at tmmbook.com. Step number 2. Move your alarm clock across the room. If you haven't already, move your alarm clock across the room. This forces you to get out of bed and engage your body in movement. Motion creates energy, so when you get up and out of bed, it naturally helps you wake up. If you keep your alarm clock next to your bed, then you are still in a partial sleep state when the alarm goes off, and it makes it much more difficult to wake yourself up. I'm sure you can probably relate to rolling over, still half asleep, and turning the alarm clock off without even realizing that it went off. I know that on many occasions, I've even convinced myself that my alarm clock was merely a part of the dream I was having. Simply forcing yourself to get out of bed to turn off the alarm clock will instantly take your wake-up motivation level from a WUML 1 to a WUML 2 or WUML 3. However, you'll still likely be feeling more sleepy than not. So, step number 3. Brush your teeth. As soon as you've gotten out of bed and turned off your alarm clock, go directly to the bathroom sink to brush your teeth. And while you're at it, splash some warm or cold water on your face. This simple activity will increase your wake-up motivation level from a WUML 2 or 3 to a WUML 3 or 4. Now that your mouth is fresh, it's time to... Step number 4. Drink a full glass of water. It's crucial that you hydrate yourself first thing every morning. After 6 to 8 hours without water, you'll naturally be mildly dehydrated, and dehydration causes fatigue. Often, when people feel tired at any time of the day, what they really need is more water, not more sleep. Start by getting a glass of water, or you can do what I do and fill it up the night before so it's already there for you in the morning, and drink it as fast as is comfortable for you. The objective is to rehydrate your body and mind as fast as possible, to replace the water you were deprived of during the hours you slept. When you drink a glass of water and hydrate yourself, your wake-up motivation level goes from a WUML 3 to a WUML 4 or WUML 5. Step number 5. Get dressed or jump in the shower. The fourth step has two options. Option 1 is to get dressed in your exercise clothes so you're ready to leave your bedroom and immediately engage in your miracle morning. Option number 2 is to jump in the shower. Personally, I like to just change into my exercise clothes since I'll probably need a shower afterwards anyway. But a lot of people prefer the morning shower because it helps wake you up and gives you a fresh start to the day. It's really whichever you prefer. Regardless of which option you choose, by the time you've executed these 5 simple steps, you should be at a WUML 5 or WUML 6. And then it requires very little discipline to stay awake for your miracle morning. If you were to try and make that commitment at the time your alarm clock went off, while you were at a WUML 1, it would be a much more difficult decision to make. Here's a quick review of the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy to significantly increase your wake-up motivation level. WUML. 1. This is the most important step. Remember, your first thought in the morning is usually the last thought you had before bed. So take responsibility for creating genuine excitement for the next morning every night before bed. 2. Keep your alarm clock across the room. Remember, movement creates energy. 3. Brush your teeth. Use an antiseptic mouthwash to add extra oomph. 4. Drink a full glass of water. Hydrate yourself ASAP. 5. Get dressed or jump in the shower. Miracle Morning Bonus Wake-Up Tips. Keep in mind that although this strategy has proven to work for thousands of people, these five steps are not the only way to make waking up in the morning easier. Here are a few other tips I've heard from fellow Miracle Morning practitioners. TMM, bedtime affirmations. If you haven't done this yet, be sure to take a moment now to go to tmmbook.com and download the re-energizing, intention-setting, Miracle Morning bedtime affirmations for free. Set a timer for your bedroom lights. One of our Miracle Morning community members sets his bedroom lights on a timer. You can buy an appliance timer online or at your local hardware store. As his alarm goes off, the lights come on in the room. What a great idea. It's a lot easier to fall back asleep when it's dark, so having the lights come on tells your mind and body that it's time to wake up. Regardless of whether or not you use a timer, be sure to turn your lights on first thing when your alarm goes off. Set a timer for your bedroom heater. Another fan of the Miracle Morning said that in the winter, she kept a bedroom heater on an appliance timer set to go off 15 minutes before she woke up. She kept it cold at night, but warm for waking up, so that she wouldn't be tempted to crawl back under her covers to avoid the cold. She said this made a huge difference. My wake-up call, motivational alarm clock messages. While doing research for this book, I came across an extraordinary woman with a really cool idea. Robin Palmer, president and co-founder of My Successibles, Inc., and the creator of My Wake-Up Call, Motivational Alarm Clock Messages. These are unique, pre-recorded motivational messages designed to wake people up positively each day. Every morning, you start your day with patented 5-minute motivating messages from famous authors like Jack Canfield and Marcy Shimoff. You can download a few free sample messages at mywakeupcalls.net. Feel free to add to or customize your snooze-proof wake-up strategy. And if you have any tips you're open to sharing, I'd love to hear them. Please feel free to contact me directly through my blog at miraclemorningblog.com or at mytmmcommunity.com. It's all about having an effective, predetermined, step-by-step strategy to increase your wake-up motivation level in the morning. Don't wait to try this. Start tonight by reading the Miracle Morning Bedtime Affirmation, moving your alarm clock across the room, setting a glass of water on your nightstand, and committing to the other two steps for the morning. Chapter 6, The Lifesavers. 6 practices guaranteed to save you from a life of unfulfilled potential. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Jim Rohn. An extraordinary life is all about daily, continuous improvements in the areas that matter most. Robin Sharma. Stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, unfulfilled, blah. These are a few unpleasant words that provide a rather unfortunate but fairly accurate description of how the average person feels about his or her life, far too often. You and I are undoubtedly living in one of the most prosperous, advanced times in human history, with more opportunities and resources available to us than ever before. Yet most of us aren't tapping into the unlimited potential that is within every single one of us. I'm not okay with that. Are you? The potential gap. Have you ever felt like the life you want to live and the person you know you can be are just beyond your grasp? Do you ever feel like you're chasing your potential? You know it's there, you can see it, but you can never quite catch it. When you see people who are excelling in an area that you're not, does it seem like they've got it all figured out? Like they must know something that you don't know? Because if you knew it, then you'd be excelling in that area too. Most of us live our lives on the wrong side of a huge gap in our potential, a gap which separates who we are from who we can become. We are often frustrated with ourselves. Our lack of consistent motivation, effort, and results in one or more areas of life. We spend too much time thinking about the actions we should be taking to create the results that we want. But then we don't take those actions. We all know what we need to do. We just don't consistently do what we know. Can you relate? This potential gap varies in size from person to person. You may feel like you're very near your current potential and that a few tweaks could make all the difference. Or you might feel the opposite. Like your potential is so far away from who you've been that you don't even know where to start. Whatever the case is for you, know that it is absolutely possible and attainable for you to live your life on the right side of your potential gap and become the person you are capable of becoming. Whether you are currently sitting on the wrong side of the Grand Canyon of your potential, wondering how you're going to get to the other side, or you've been working your way across the canyon but are stuck at a plateau and haven't been able to close that gap and get to the next level, this chapter will introduce you to 6 tools that will enable you to go from where you are, accepting less from yourself than what you know is possible, to developing yourself into the person you know you can become. Your life is not what you think it is. Most of us are so busy trying to manage, maintain, or even just survive our life situation that we don't make the time to focus on what's most important, our life. What's the difference? Our life situation is the set of external circumstances, events, people, and places that surround us. It's not who we are. We are more than our life situation. Your life is who you are at the deepest level. Your life is made up of internal components, attitudes, and mindsets that can give you the power to alter, enhance, or change your life situation at any given moment. Your life is made up of the physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual parts that make up every human being, or PIES for short. The physical includes things like your body, health, and energy. The intellectual incorporates your mind, intelligence, and thoughts. The emotional takes into account your emotions, feelings, and attitudes. The spiritual includes intangibles such as your spirit, soul, and the unseen higher power that oversees all. Your life is where your ability to create new feelings, perspectives, beliefs, and attitudes in your inner world lies, so that you can create or alter the circumstances, relationships, results, and anything else in the external realm of your life situation. As many sages have taught us, our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. In other words, by focusing time and effort each day on developing your PIES and constantly becoming a better version of yourself, your life situation will inevitably, almost automatically, improve. I can assure you that through my own transformative journey, from the depths of mediocrity, justifying my excuses and living most areas of my life somewhere in between mediocre and average, to achieving goals that at one time seemed impossible for me, your commitment to daily personal development will be as instrumental for your transformation as it was for mine. Time to save the life you deserve to live. For too many people, the extraordinary, fulfilling, abundant life that they really want, our level 10 life, eludes them because they're so overwhelmed and overrun with their day-to-day life situation. Their life situation is eating up all of their time so that their life and what matters most isn't getting attended to. In order to save your level 10 life from being neglected and limited by the demands of your life situation, which ultimately leads to a life of regret, unfulfilled potential, and even mediocrity, you must prioritize and dedicate time each day to your personal development. Enter the Miracle Morning Lifesavers, a set of 6 simple, life-enhancing, life-changing daily practices, each of which develops one or more of the physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your life, so that you can become who you need to be to create the life you want. Remember, when you change your inner world, your life, then your outer world, your life situation, will improve in parallel. The first S of savers. Nope, it's not sleep. Sorry. Well, I know many people would love it if they could sleep their way to success. Unless you have been cryogenically frozen and are awaiting a large inheritance at the time of being thawed out, life just doesn't work that way. Here are six powerful, proven personal development practices known as the lifesavers that you'll use to gain access to the powerful forces already within you that will enable you to alter, change, or transform any area of your life. Let's look at each of the six personal development tools that make up the lifesavers and how each will help you become the person you need to be to easily attract, create, and live the most extraordinary life you have ever imagined. S is for silence. In the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clearer light, and what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness. Mahatma Gandhi. You can learn more in an hour of silence than you can in a year from books. Matthew Kelly. Silence is the first practice of the lifesavers, and maybe one of the most significant areas for improvement for our noisy, fast-paced, and overstimulated lifestyles. I'm referring to the life-transforming power of purposeful silence. Purposeful simply means that you are engaging in a period of silence with a highly beneficial purpose in mind, not just for the heck of it. As Matthew Kelly so eloquently states in his best-selling book, The Rhythm of Life, you can learn more in an hour of silence than you can in a year from books. That's a powerful statement from a very wise man. If you want to immediately reduce your stress levels to begin each day with the kind of calm, clarity, and peace of mind that will allow you to stay focused on what's most important in your life and even dance on the edge of enlightenment, do the opposite of what most people do. Start every morning with a period of purposeful silence. The life-enhancing benefits of silence have been well documented throughout the ages. From the power of prayer to the magic of meditation, some of the greatest minds in history have used purposeful silence to transcend their limitations and create extraordinary results. How do your mornings usually begin? Do you invest time in centering yourself and creating an optimum state of mind to lead you through the rest of the day? Or do you usually wait to wake up until you've got something to do? Do the words calm, peaceful, or rejuvenating describe your average morning? If they do, congratulations, you're already a step ahead of the rest of us. For most of us, words like rushed, hectic, stressful, or even chaotic might best describe our typical morning. For others, slow, lazy, and lethargic might be a more accurate description of how the morning begins. Which of these scenarios best describes your average morning? Mornings, for most of us, are typically pretty hectic and rushed. We're usually running around trying to get ready for the day, and our minds are often plagued with internal chatter about what we have to do, where we have to go, who we have to see, what we forgot to do, the fact that we're running late, a recent argument with our significant other or family member. For others, we have trouble just getting going on most mornings. We feel sluggish, lazy, and unproductive. So for the great majority of us, the mornings are either stressful and rushed, or slow and unproductive. Neither of these represents the optimum way to start your day. Silence is one of the best ways to immediately reduce stress while increasing your self-awareness and gaining the clarity that will allow you to maintain your focus on your goals, priorities, and what's most important for your life each and every day. Here are some of my favorite activities to choose from and practice during my period of silence. In no particular order, followed by a simple meditation to get you started. Meditation, prayer, reflection, deep breathing, gratitude. Some mornings, I do just one of these activities and other mornings, I combine them. All of these practices will relax your mind and body, calm your spirit, and allow you to be totally present and open to receiving the benefits that will come from the remaining lifesavers, which make up the rest of your miracle morning. It is very important that you don't stay in bed for this, and preferably that you leave your bedroom altogether. The problem with staying in bed, or even in your bedroom, where your comfy bed is within your line of sight, is that it's too easy to go from sitting in silence to slouching to falling back to sleep. I always sit on my living room couch, where I already have everything set up that I need for my miracle morning. My affirmations, journal, yoga DVD, the book I'm currently reading, everything has its place and is ready for me each day so that, in the morning, it's easy to jump right in and engage in my miracle morning without having to search for anything. Meditation. Since there are plenty of great books, articles, and websites that concentrate on meditation, I won't go into too much detail in describing the proven benefits and the various approaches to meditating. Instead, I'll just mention a few of what I believe are the most significant benefits and give you simple, step-by-step meditation that you can begin immediately. The essence of meditation is simply silencing or focusing the mind for a period of time. You may or may not be aware of all the extraordinary health benefits of meditating. Study after study shows that meditation can be more effective than medication. Studies link regular meditation to changes in metabolism, blood pressure, brain activation, and other mind and bodily functions. It can alleviate stress and pain, promote sleep, enhance focus and concentration, and even increase lifespan. Meditation also requires very little time. You can take advantage of the benefits of meditation in just a few minutes a day. Well-known celebrities, CEOs, and highly successful people like Jerry Seinfeld, Sting, Russell Simmons, Oprah, and many more have publicly stated that regular, often daily, meditation has become an invaluable part of their life. Tupperware CEO Rick Goings told the Financial Times that he tried to meditate for at least 20 minutes every day, stating, "For me, it's a practice that not only burns off stress, but gives me fresh eyes to clarify what's really going on and what really matters." Oprah told Dr. Oz that transcendental meditation has helped her connect with that which is God, according to the Huffington Post. There are many genres and types of meditation, but generally speaking, you can divide them into two categories: guided and individual meditations. Guided meditations are those in which you listen to another person's voice and receive instructions to help guide your thoughts, focus, and awareness. Individual meditations are simply those you do on your own, without assistance from anyone else. Miracle Morning Meditation. For exclusive access to Miracle Morning Guided Meditations, which I created specifically for you to use during your Miracle Morning, take a moment to download the brand new Miracle Morning iPhone iPad app, also compatible with Android. Available now in the App Store. Otherwise, here is a simple, step-by-step individual meditation that you can use during your miracle morning, even if you've never meditated before. Before beginning your meditation, it's important to prepare your mindset and set your expectations. This is a time for you to quiet your mind and let go of the compulsive need to constantly be thinking about something, either reliving the past, stressing, or worrying about the future, but never living fully in the present. This is a time to let go of your stresses, take a break from worrying about your problems, and be fully present in this moment. It is a time to access the essence of who you truly are, to go deeper than what you have, what you do, or the labels you've accepted as who you are, which most people have never even attempted to do. Accessing this essence of who you truly are is often referred to as just being. Not thinking, not doing, just being. If this sounds foreign to you, or too new agey, that's okay. I used to feel the same way. It's probably just because you've never tried it before. But thankfully, You're about to. Find a quiet, comfortable place to sit. You can sit up straight on the couch, on a chair, on the floor, or sit on a pillow for added comfort. Sit upright, cross-legged. You can close your eyes or you can look down at the ground, approximately 2 feet in front of you. Begin by focusing on your breath, taking slow, deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And be sure to breathe into your belly rather than your chest. The most effective breathing should cause your belly to expand and not your chest. Now, start pacing your breath. In slowly on a count of 3 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Hold it in for 3 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. And then breathe out slowly on a count of 3 seconds. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Feel your thoughts and emotions settling down as you focus on your breath. Be aware that as you attempt to quiet your mind, thoughts will still come in and pay a visit. Simply acknowledge them, then let them go, always returning your focus to your breath. Remember, this is a time for you to let go of your compulsive need to constantly be thinking about something. This is a time to let go of your stress and take a break from worrying about your problems. This is the time to be fully present in this moment. This is often referred to as just being. Not thinking, not doing, just being. Continue to follow your breaths and imagine inhaling positive, loving, peaceful energy and exhaling all of your worries and stress. Enjoy the quiet. Enjoy the moment. Just breathe. Just be. If you find that you have a constant influx of thoughts, it may be helpful for you to focus on a single word or a phrase and repeat it over and over again to yourself as you inhale and exhale. For example, you might try something like, on the inhale, I breathe in peace. As you exhale, I breathe out love. I breathe in peace. Inhale. I breathe out love. Exhale. You can swap the words peace and love with whatever you feel like you need to bring more of into your life. Confidence, faith, belief, etc. And whatever you feel like you want to give more of to the world. Meditation is a gift you can give to yourself every day. It truly is an incredible gift. My time spent meditating has become one of my favorite parts of my day. It is a time to be at peace, to experience gratitude, and a time of freedom from our day-to-day stressors and worries. Think of daily meditation as a temporary vacation from your problems. While your problems will still be there when you finish your daily meditation, you'll find that you are much more centered and better equipped to solve them. Final thoughts on silence. There's no single right way to spend time in silence. You can pray, meditate, focus on what you're grateful for, or even engage in deep thought. For me, sitting in silence, especially meditating, was at first rather difficult. Probably because I have what doctors have diagnosed as ADHD. I don't know that I agree with their diagnosis or even with the idea that ADHD is a disorder. That's another conversation for another time. But I can attest that it's definitely a challenge for me to sit still and quiet my mind. Thoughts tend to race in and out, bouncing around like a pinball almost nonstop. So even though I would sit in silence, my mind didn't stop racing. The fact that sitting still and clearing my mind was so difficult for me was precisely the reason why I had to commit to mastering it. It took me 3 or 4 weeks of practicing silence every day before I felt competent. I got to a place where I would allow thoughts to come in, I'd peacefully acknowledge them, and then quietly let them drift away without getting frustrated. So don't be discouraged if spending time in silence or meditating is at first a challenge for you. As for how long to do your period of purposeful silence, I recommend starting with 5 minutes. Although in the next chapter, I'll teach you how you can experience the life-enhancing benefits of silence in as little as 60 seconds a day. When I began this practice, I'd sit in silence, calm and relaxed, say a prayer, meditate, ponder what I was grateful for, and just breathe deeply for 5 minutes. It's such a peaceful, perfect way to start each day. A is for affirmations. It's the repetition of affirmations that leads to belief. Once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Muhammad Ali. You will be a failure until you impress the subconscious with the conviction you are a success. This is done by making an affirmation, which clicks. Florence Scovel Shin. I am the greatest. Muhammad Ali affirmed these words over and over again, and then he became them. Affirmations are one of the most effective tools for quickly becoming the person you need to be to achieve everything you want in your life. Affirmations allow you to design and then develop the mindset, thoughts, beliefs, focus that you need to take any area of your life to the next level. It is no coincidence that some of the most successful people in our society, celebrities like Will Smith, Jim Carrey, Susie Orman, Muhammad Ali, Oprah, and many more, have all been vocal about their belief that positive thinking and the use of affirmations has helped them on their journey to success and wealth. Whether or not you realize it, incessantly talking to oneself is not just for crazy people. Every single one of us has an internal dialogue that runs through our heads, almost nonstop. Most of it is unconscious. That is, we don't consciously choose the dialogue. Instead, we allow our past experiences, both good and bad, to replay over and over again. Not only is this completely normal, it is one of the most important processes for each of us to learn about and master. Yet, very few people take responsibility for actively choosing to think positive, proactive thoughts that will add value to their lives. I recently read a statistic that 80% of women have self-depreciating thoughts about themselves, body image, job performance, other people's opinions of them, etc., throughout the day. I'm sure that men do also, although it may be to a lesser extent. Your self-talk has dramatic influence on your level of success in every aspect of your life. Confidence, health, happiness, wealth, relationships, etc. Your affirmations are either working for or against you, depending on how you are using them. If you don't consciously design and choose your affirmations, you are susceptible to repeating and reliving the fears, insecurities, and limitations of your past. However, when you actively design and write out your affirmations to be in alignment with what you want to accomplish and who you need to be to accomplish it, and commit to repeating them daily, ideally out loud, they immediately make an impression on your subconscious mind. Your affirmations go to work to transform the way you think and feel so you can overcome your limiting beliefs and behaviors and replace them with those you need to succeed. How affirmations changed my life. My first real-life exposure to the power of affirmations came when I was living with one of my most successful friends, Matt Ricor. Nearly every day, I would hear Matt shouting from the shower in his bedroom. Thinking he was yelling for me, I would approach his bedroom door, only to find that he was shouting things like, "I am in control of my destiny. I deserve to be a success. I am committed to doing everything I must do today to reach my goals and create the life of my dreams." What a weirdo, I thought. The only previous exposure I had to affirmations was through a popular 1990s spoof on the hit TV show Saturday Night Live, in which Al Franken's character, Stuart Smalley, used to stare into a mirror and repeat to himself, "I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me." As a result, I always thought of affirmations as a joke. Matt knew better. As a student of Tony Robbins, Matt had been using affirmations and incantations for years to create extraordinary levels of success, owning 5 homes and one of the top network engineers in the country, all by age 25. I should have figured Matt knew what he was doing. After all, I was the one renting a room in his house. Unfortunately, it took me a few more years to realize that affirmations were one of the most powerful tools for transforming your life. My first-hand experience using affirmations came when I read about them in Napoleon Hill's legendary book, Think and Grow Rich, which I highly recommend, by the way. Although I was skeptical that the repetition of affirmations was really going to make any measurable impact on my life, I thought I would give it a shot. If it worked for Matt, it might work for me. I chose to target the limiting belief I had developed after suffering significant brain damage in my car accident. I have a horrible memory. If you read my first book, Taking Life Head On, you know that my short-term memory was almost non-existent following my car accident. While this led to some pretty comical incidents, my memory was so poor that friends and family would spend hours visiting with me at the hospital, take a quick lunch break, and then return to have me greet them as if I hadn't seen them in years. Facing such a real physical limitation due to a traumatic brain injury caused me to constantly reinforce the belief that I have a horrible memory. Anytime someone asked me to remember or remind them of something, I would always respond, "I would, but I really can't. I have brain damage and a horrible short-term memory." It had been 7 years since my car accident, and while this belief was based on my reality then, it was time to let it go. Maybe my memory was so horrible, at least in part, because I had never made the effort to believe it could improve. As Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right either way." If affirmations could change what was to me the most justified limiting belief that I had, then they could probably change anything. So I created my first affirmation, which read, "I am letting go of the limiting belief that I have a horrible memory. My brain is a miraculous organism capable of healing itself, and my memory can improve, but only in proportion to how much I believe it can improve. So from this moment on, I am maintaining the unwavering belief that I have an excellent memory, and it's continuing to get better every day." I read this short affirmation every day during my miracle morning. Still programmed with my past beliefs, I wasn't sure it was working. Then, 2 months after my first day reciting my affirmation, something occurred that hadn't occurred in over 7 years. A friend asked me to remember to call her the next day, and I responded, "Sure, no problem." As soon as the words left my mouth, my eyes widened and I got excited. My limiting belief about my horrible memory was losing its power. I had replaced it and reprogrammed my subconscious mind with my new, empowering belief, using my affirmations. From that point on, having also added the belief that affirmations really work, not only did my memory continue to improve, but I created affirmations for every area of my life that I wanted to advance. I began using affirmations to improve my health, finances, relationships, overall happiness, confidence, as well as any and all beliefs, mindsets, and habits that needed an upgrade. Nothing was off limits. There are no limits. How's your programming? We've all been programmed at the subconscious level to think, believe, and act the way we do. Our programming is a result of many influences, including what we have been told by others, what we have told ourselves, and all of our life experiences, both good and bad. Some of us have programming that makes it easy for us to be happy and successful, while others, possibly the majority, have programming that makes life difficult. So, the bad news is that if we don't actively change our programming, our potential will be crushed and our lives limited by the fears, insecurities, and limitations of our past. We must stop programming ourselves for a life of mediocrity by focusing on what we're doing wrong. Being too hard on ourselves when we make mistakes and causing ourselves to feel guilty, inadequate, and undeserving of the success we really want. The good news is that our programming can be changed or improved at any time. We can reprogram ourselves to overcome all of our fears, insecurities, bad habits, and any self-limiting, potential-destroying beliefs and behaviors we currently have, so we can become as successful as we want to be in any area of our lives we choose. You can use affirmations to start programming yourself to be confident and successful in everything you do, simply by repeatedly telling yourself who you want to be, what you want to accomplish, and how you are going to accomplish it. With enough repetition, your subconscious mind will begin to believe what you tell it, act upon it, and eventually manifest it in your reality. Putting your affirmations in writing makes it possible for you to choose your new programming so it moves you towards that desired condition or state of mind by enabling you to consistently review it. Constant repetition of an affirmation will lead to acceptance by the mind and result in changes in your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. Since you get to choose and create your affirmations, you can design them to help you establish the thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that you want and need to succeed. 5 simple steps to create your own affirmations. Here are 5 simple steps to create your first affirmation, followed by a link where you can download free Miracle Morning Affirmations. Step 1. What you really want. The purpose of a written affirmation is to program your mind with the beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors, habits, that are vital to your being able to attract, create, and to sustain your ideal levels of success. Level 10 success in every area of your life. So your affirmation must first clearly articulate exactly what you want your ideal life to be like in each area. You can organize your affirmations according to the areas that you most want to focus on improving, such as health, fitness, mindset, emotions, finances, relationships, spirituality, etc. Begin with clarifying in writing what you really want, your ideal vision for yourself and your life in each area. Step 2. Why you want it. As my good friend Adam Stock, president of Rising Stock Inc., once told me, the whys begin with whys. Everyone wants to be happy, healthy, and successful. But wanting is rarely an effective strategy for getting. Those who overcome the temptations of mediocrity and achieve everything they want in life have an extraordinarily compelling why that drives them. They have defined a clear life purpose that is more powerful than the collective sum of their petty problems and the countless obstacles they will inevitably face. And they wake up each day and work towards their purpose. Include why at the deepest level. All of the things you want are important to you. Being crystal clear on your deepest whys will give you an unstoppable purpose. Step 3. Whom you are committed to being to create it. As my first coach, Jeff Suey, used to say, this is where the rubber meets the road. In other words, your life gets better only after you get better. Your outer world improves only after you've invested countless hours improving yourself. Being who you need to be and doing what you need to do are prerequisites for having what you want to have. Get clear on who you need to be, are committed to being in order to take your life, business, health, marriage, etc. to the next level and beyond. Step 4. What you're committed to doing to attain it. Which actions will you need to take on a consistent basis to make your vision for your ideal life a reality? Want to lose weight? Your affirmation might say something like, I am 100% committed to going to the gym 5 days a week and running on the treadmill for a minimum of 20 minutes. If you're a salesperson, your affirmation might read, I'm committed to making 20 prospecting calls every day, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. The more specific your actions are, the better. Be sure to include frequency, how often, quantity, how many, and precise time frames, what times you'll begin and end your activities. It's also important to start small. If you're going to the gym 0 days a week for 0 minutes, going to 5 days a week for 20 minutes is a big leap. It's important to take manageable steps. Feel small successes along the way so you feel good and don't get discouraged by setting expectations too high to be able to maintain. You can build up to your ideal goal. Start by writing down a daily or weekly goal and decide when you will increase it. After a few weeks of successfully meeting your goal of going to the gym 2 days a week for 20 minutes, then move it up to 3 days a week for 20 minutes and so on. Step 5. Add inspirational quotes and philosophies. I am always on the lookout for quotes and philosophies that I can add to my affirmations. For example, one of my affirmations comes from the book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, by Marshall Goldsmith. It reads, "The number one skill of influencers is the sincere effort to make a person feel that he or she is the most important person in the world." It's one of the skills that Bill Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, and Bruce Goodman used to become the best in their fields. I will do this for every person I connect with. Another reads, "Follow Tim Ferriss's advice. To maximize productivity, schedule 3 to 5 hour blocks or half days of singularly focused attention on one single activity or project, rather than trying to switch tasks every 60 minutes. Anytime you see or hear a quote that inspires you, or come across an empowering philosophy or strategy and think to yourself, "Man, that is a huge area of improvement for me," add it to your affirmations. By focusing on these every day, you will begin to integrate the empowering philosophies and strategies into your way of thinking and living, which will improve your results and quality of life. Final thoughts on affirmations. In order for your affirmations to be effective, it is important that you tap into your emotions while reading them. Mindlessly repeating a phrase over and over again without feeling its truth will have a minimal impact on you. You must take responsibility for generating authentic emotions and powerfully infusing those emotions into every affirmation you repeat to yourself. Have fun with it. If you're excited about an affirmation, it doesn't hurt to dance and shout it from the rooftops. It can also be beneficial to incorporate a purposeful physiology, such as reciting your affirmations while standing tall, taking deep breaths, making a fist, or exercising. Combining physical activity with affirmations is a great way to harness the power of the mind-body connection. Keep in mind that your affirmations will never really be a final draft, because you should always be updating them. As you continue to learn, grow, and evolve, so should your affirmations. When you come up with a new goal, dream, habit, or philosophy you want to integrate into your life, add it to your affirmations. When you accomplish a goal or completely integrate a new habit into your life, you might find it's no longer necessary to focus on it every day and thus choose to remove it from your affirmations. Finally, you must be consistent with reading your daily affirmations. That's right, you must read them daily. Saying an occasional affirmation is as effective as getting an occasional workout. You won't see any measurable results until you make them a part of your daily routine. That's largely what the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge in Chapter 9 is all about, making each of the lifesavers a habit so you can do them effortlessly. One more thing to consider. Reading this book, or any book, is an affirmation to yourself. Anything you read influences your thoughts. When you consistently read positive self-improvement books and articles, you are programming your mind with the thoughts and beliefs that will support you in creating success. Visit tmmbook.com to get help creating and perfecting your affirmations. see a sample of my own personal affirmations, view and download highly effective Miracle Morning affirmations on everything from losing weight, improving your relationships, increasing your energy, developing extraordinary self-confidence, making more money, overcoming depression, and much more. V is for visualization. Ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it as possible. Sherry Carter Scott. See things as you would have them be instead of as they are. Robert Collier. Visualization, also known as creative visualization or mental rehearsal, refers to the practice of seeking to generate positive results in your outer world by using your imagination to create mental pictures of specific behaviors and outcomes occurring in your life. Frequently used by athletes to enhance their performance, visualization is the process of imagining exactly what you want to achieve or attain, and then mentally rehearsing what you'll need to do to achieve or attain it. Many highly successful individuals, including celebrities, have advocated the use of visualization, claiming that it's played a significant role in their success. Such stars include Bill Gates, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Anthony Robbins, Tiger Woods, Will Smith, Jim Carrey, and yet again, the one and only Oprah. Could there be a link between Oprah being one of the most successful women in the world and the fact that she practices most, if not all six, of the lifesavers? Tiger Woods, arguably the greatest golfer of all time, is famous for using visualization to mentally rehearse perfect execution of his golf swing on every hole. Another world champion golfer, Jack Nicklaus, has said, "I never hit a shot, not even in practice, without having a very sharp, in-focus picture of it in my head." Will Smith stated that he used visualization to overcome challenges and visualized his success years before actually becoming successful. Another famous example is actor Jim Carrey, who wrote himself a check in 1987 in the amount of $10 million. He dated it for Thanksgiving 1995 and added in the memo line, "for acting services rendered." He then visualized it for years, and in 1994, he was paid $10 million for his starring role in Dumb and Dumber. What do you visualize? Most people are limited by visions of their past, replaying previous failures and heartbreaks. Creative visualization enables you to design the vision that will occupy your mind, ensuring that the greatest pull on you is your future, a compelling, exciting, and limitless future. Here's a brief summary of how I use visualization, followed by three simple steps for you to create your own visualization process. After I've read my affirmations, I sit upright on my living room couch, close my eyes, and take a few slow, deep breaths. For the next 5 minutes, I simply visualize myself living my ideal day, performing all of my tasks with ease, confidence, and enjoyment. For example, during the months that I spent writing this book, who am I kidding? It took years. I would first visualize myself writing with ease, enjoying the creative process, free from stress, fear, and writer's block. I also visualize the end result: people reading the finished book, loving it, and telling their friends about it. Visualizing the process being enjoyable, free from stress and fear, motivated me to take action and overcome procrastination. Three simple steps for Miracle Morning Visualization. Directly after reading your affirmations, where you took the time to articulate and focus on your goals and who you need to be to take your life to the next level, is the prime time to visualize yourself living in alignment with your affirmations. Step 1. Get ready. Some people like to play instrumental music in the background, such as classical or Baroque. Check out anything from the composer Bach during their visualization. If you'd like to experiment with playing music, put it on with the volume relatively low. Now, sit up tall, in a comfortable position,